Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddy Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Martinez moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kelly fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kelly. Piniella moves to third. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Piniella tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John scores. Williams moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1. And the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 2 in the game. Knupp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Knupp reaches second base with a double. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hedlund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knupp scores. Hedlund moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Patek reaches second base with a double. Hedlund scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Vicente Romo now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Alvarado fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Horlan now pitching. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Knoop hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Ken Hotman pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hunt's pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Steve Hunt's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt's takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Hunt's moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.